With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last month, listeners to this program heard about a weed killer called Roundup that is sprayed on genetically modified corn and soybean crops across the U.S. Over the last 15 years, this herbicide has killed about 90% of America's monarch butterflies by poisoning the milkweed plants that are the only food source for monarch caterpillars. Well, after that radio program aired, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on October 15th approved a new herbicide to replace Roundup in farm fields. It is called Enlist Duo, and it is an even more powerful weed killer because it combines Roundup's main ingredient, glyphosate, with a second herbicide called 2,4-D. 2,4-D is an older weed killer invented in the 1940s and used as an ingredient in the herbicide Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. Modern corn and soybeans are not harmed by 2,4-D or glyphosate because they have been genetically engineered to resist the herbicides. It is the wildflowers, weeds, and milkweed around farm fields that die, and with them, monarch butterflies. Now, why would farmers, just a few years after adopting a new herbicide, Roundup, have to switch to a new and more deadly double whammy of weed killers?
What happens is that you kill 99.99% of all those weeds, but that 0.001% is not killed, and so it's going to survive and produce seeds that are resistant to the herbicide.
This is Lincoln Brower, a biologist at Sweetbriar College in Virginia. Brower said several weeds, including giant ragweed and hairy fleabane, quickly evolved resistance to Roundup and became hardy superweeds.
That's happening in this whole industry across the world, spraying like crazy with herbicide A, developing resistance in the weeds, and then the weeds taking over again. It's a race between technology and the evolution of the plants to develop resistance.
In response to EPA's approval of the new herbicide, the Natural Resources Defense Council sued the federal agency to try to block the new mixture. Kristen Pullen is staff scientist at the environmental group.
The potential health impacts of 2,4-D mostly have been studied in farm workers. And some of the health impacts that we've seen in these populations are increased birth defects, decreased fertility, as well as an increase in hypothyroidism. So we know that the thyroid is potentially really being impacted by the use of 2,4-D.
Both the manufacturer of the chemical, Dow AgroSciences, and EPA say the herbicide mix is safe. Quote, data does not support a cause and effect connection between exposure to 2,4-D and these diseases, unquote, EPA said in a written statement. Dr. Lynn Goldman is an expert on pesticides and dean of the George Washington University School of Public Health. She said the jury is still out on the question of whether 2,4-D poses a risk to human health. But she said it is clear that its partner in the mix, glyphosate, damages the ecosystem by killing native plant and insect species.
And I think in general, I think that we're heading in the wrong direction with just continuing to escalate this war on weeds in a way that is putting more and more weed killer, more herbicides into the environment.
The monarch butterfly and wildflowers are the most recent victims of this ramped-up chemical combat in America's fields. You can vote against this war with your wallet by buying organic. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.